A reading from the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will prepare for all people a banquet of rich food, of fine wines, of food rich and juicy. On this mountain, he will remove the mourning veil covering all peoples, and the shroud enwrapping all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord will wipe away the tears from every cheek. He will take away his people's shame everywhere on earth. For the Lord has said so. That day it will be said, "See, this is our God in whom we hoped for salvation. The Lord is the one in whom we hoped. We exult and we rejoice that he has saved us, for the hand of the Lord rests on this mountain." The word of the Lord.
The Lord's my shepherd, not want, he makes me dead. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness in for his own name's sake.
Reading from the letter of Saint Paul to the Philippians. I know how to be poor, and I know how to be rich too. I have been through my initiation, and now I am ready for anything, anywhere. Full stomach or empty stomach, poverty or plenty. There is nothing I cannot master with the help of the one who gives me strength. All the same, it was good of you to share with me in my hardships. In return, my God will fulfill all your needs in Christ Jesus as lavishly as only God can. Glory to God, our Father, forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a feast for his son's wedding. He sent his servants to call those who had been invited, but they would not come. Next he sent some more servants. 'Tell those who have been invited,' he said, 'that I have a banquet all prepared. My oxen and fattened cattle have been slaughtered. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding.' But they were not interested. One went off to his farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his servants, maltreated them, and killed them. The king was furious, so he dispatched his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burnt their town. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but as those who were invited proved to be unworthy, go to the crossroads in the town and invite everyone you can, and those others that you find, and invite them to the wedding.' So those servants went out on the roads, collected together everyone they could find, bad and good alike, and the wedding hall was filled with guests." The Gospel of the Lord.